now.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you lots of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder to visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. Both places are your resource for expert advice on supplements. You can ask any question you want on health, and there are experts there to help you. They carry a superior line of supplements from many, many manufacturers, and please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. And if you go into the store, what you'll find is someone to help you with determining your own supplement needs. And it begins with core nutrition, which is the foundation to good nutrition. And that is the first thing you talk about is what your age and gender are, because that's the basis. What is your age and gender? And this applies for children, teens, men, and women. And what stage of health are you in? Are you a female and you're pregnant? Are you an older male? Are you an athletic individual? Are you a child that has a lot of energy and is interested in sports as well? So that's the start, age and gender. Then we get into the health concerns. And this is where they can fine-tune what your nutritional needs are. So that could include allergies, anti-aging, maybe blood pressure, blood sugar problems, very, very common, bone health, especially in postmenopausal women, brain health. And this is for children, adolescents, males and females, adults. The brain health is extremely important. And actually, the brain is something that we don't assess on a regular basis. We assess and go to have checkups on all parts of our body and all kinds of functions, but we actually don't assess to see how our brain is functioning and changing, especially if we get an injury to the head or if we're in sports where we're heading the ball. Or if we take a fall or have a concussion. Those are times when you really need to have an assessment. Other health concerns include the gut, candida overgrowth, cholesterol, the ability to get rid of toxins, digestive health, and your energy, eye health, and health of the oral cavity, including the gingiva, which you commonly hear referred to as gums, or periodontal, what surrounds the teeth, the gums and the bone, hair, skin, and nails, common complaints, heart and circulation, the immune system, joints and muscles. Then we get into menopause, and we will be talking about that in andropause, which are the changes in hormones in men and women. That's part of the subject for today. Mood and anxiety, another common complaint. Prostate problems. Sleep issues. If we're not getting good sleep, everything seems to go wrong. And that's because sleep is a nutrient. It affects the immune system. It affects the brain and cognition. Stress. Surgery and trauma, travel, and weight management. And back to travel, most people aren't aware of the stress of travel on someone. So if you're a flight attendant or a pilot and you travel a lot, you're going to have nutritional challenges that need to be compensated for. So all of that is at Village Green at the site on Cedar Lane or villagegreen.com, myvillagegreen.com. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about our guest. We are going to meet Holly Lucille in the second segment. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she's a registered nurse. And we will be talking about hijacked by your hormones, how stress and metabolism affect your hormones. And what I thought I would do is give you some background information from the literature. And some of it is very interesting. And this is recent information, and I love this one. Dark chocolate consumption may benefit gut health, metabolism, and reduces stress-related hormones. Now, some of you already knew that. I have patients tell me that dark chocolate is an essential nutrient. In a study involving subjects classified as high anxiety trait or low anxiety trait, the consumption of dark chocolate, which is 40 grams per day, for a period of 2 weeks was found to reduce urinary excretion of the stress hormone cortisol and the catecholamines. Now, interestingly, moreover, dark chocolate consumption was associated with improvements in stress-related differences in energy metabolites. And these were specific measures. In human subjects that are healthy, it is important to consume dark chocolate during a period of 2 weeks, and that is sufficient. 2 weeks will give you a stress reduction. Some individuals find a little bit of dark chocolate every day is helpful. Dark chocolate supports the metabolism and increases the resources for the dopamine metabolites, which help you to think more clearly, which is why chocolate is probably a mild antidepressant. We're talking about dark chocolate and a small amount of it, and not the milk chocolate. Another interesting study, hormonal contraceptive use may lower serum coenzyme Q10 and alpha tocopherol, vitamin E. And this was a study of 30 premenopausal women who used hormonal contraception. And there were a variety, oral contraception, vaginal ring, transdermal patch, for at least 4 months. And then 40 women who did not use any contraceptive, they're called the controls. And what the results were is it indicated a significantly lower serum CoQ10 and vitamin E levels in contraceptive users as compared to controls. Why is this important? Well, CoQ10 is your energy generating enzyme. It's inside the mitochondria, which is the furnace of the cell, and it generates something called ATP. That's our electricity, body electricity. Anything that diminishes CoQ10 is like reducing the amount of electricity that comes into your house. And if you've ever had that happen, your lights get dim. And the pun is intended. The lights get dim. When you don't have enough CoQ10, you're not going to have enough energy to have all the processes in your body function optimally. So you will have a decline in system metabolism. Now, as we age, CoQ10 does decrease. But unlike other factors, it doesn't plateau. It continues to decrease as we get older. And there are many issues that challenge CoQ10. Toxins are certainly an issue. And statins, medications used to lower cholesterol. The statins lower HMG-CoA reductase. They inhibit that. And they also inhibit CoQ10, the cousin enzyme, which puts you at higher risk for damage to your heart muscle. Damage to your heart muscle. And CoQ10 is protective of that. So that was the effect of oral contraceptives on CoQ10 and vitamin E. Now, alcohol consumption and breast cancer risk. This has long been understood, but this is a more recent study, and it involved 989 women with breast cancer and 1,350 controls. And they looked at the consumption of alcoholic beverages. It was found to be associated with ER-positive tumors, and the odds ratio was 2.16 for subjects consuming 13.8 grams per day of alcohol as compared to non-drinkers. So we have known for a long time one drink increases the risk for breast cancer about 10%. And two drinks can increase it 40% or more. That's significant. And this study shows that it's more strongly related to estrogen-positive, ER-positive breast tumors. Vitamin D, we talk a lot about that. And when we're looking at the literature, here's another recent study that vitamin D status is linked to reduced risk of breast cancer. And this was a case control study involving 636 women diagnosed with incident breast cancer and about twice as many, 1,272 controls. And what was noticed that increased measures of vitamin D as 25-hydroxy D3 were associated with decreased risk of breast cancer. So if vitamin D is high or good, then breast cancer is low. And what that means is that when vitamin D levels decline, breast cancer incidence increases. This also has been something that we've known in the literature. This is just an additional study, and it's a very large case control study, which makes it, I think, more applicable. Now, what's healthy? The old range was 20 to 100. The current range, as determined by NIH in a consensus panel and among experts, is 32 or 40 to 100. And I tell people, if you'd rather have, if you have an income choice between $32,000 and $100,000, do you really want to sit at that low end of the so-called acceptable range? And what we consider optimum, and this is based on studies, is 60 to 80 nanograms per ml. That's the measure in the blood. And immediately someone will say to me, well, how much vitamin D do I need to take then? It varies with individuals. We can give general guidelines, but if you have no sun exposure, you're going to need to take more. If you have darker skin, you're going to need to take more, because those people with light skin are able to convert D more efficiently. It also depends on your genetic history and whether or not you've got one of those gene SNPs that results in the inability to handle vitamin D well. Another quick study, acupuncture promotes fertility in women undergoing IVF, and it was significant. Acupuncture was found to be associated with significant increases in serum cortisol and prolactin. So very interesting study, and that is not the first one either. And another study showing problems in metabolites of hormones when there's a high-fat, low-fiber diet. So let's we're going to talk about more. We've got an exciting program coming up with Holly Lucille, who is a naturopathic doctor and a registered nurse. We'll be discussing, are you hijacked by your hormones? We'll talk about stress and the effect on males and females and their hormone levels. If you've just tuned in, this is Dana Lake. I'm your host with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more information on hormones in males and females.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. A reminder about the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. It is sponsoring a Hyatt Regency Food as Medicine Conference, June 9th to 12th, so please do attend. It's the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals. You can contact them through www.cmbm.org. That's the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. Now, today's guest is Holly Lucille, who's a naturopathic doctor and a registered nurse. We're going to be talking about hijacked by your hormones, how stress and metabolism affect your hormones, but a little bit about Dr. Lucille. She's a nationally recognized licensed naturopathic physician, author, and educator. And she's on the clinical staff of Renaissance Malibu, an addiction and recovery center, and on the faculty of the Global Medicine Education Foundation. She's also a member of the Enzymatic Therapy Scientific Advisory Board and maintains her private practice, Healing from Within, which is in L.A. She's a frequent lecturer and guest on TV and radio shows, and she's been featured on Lifetime Television. She is the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health, and with John Benson, the Fit Over 40 author, and they developed Natural Pause, an information audio program focusing on nutrition and exercise to optimize normal hormone transitions, including menopause and andropause. So welcome to the show, Dr. Lucille.
Dana, thank you so much.
Let's start right off with addressing what andropause is, because many people out there are not used to that term, and I think it's a terrific term.
Yeah. So obviously people identify with and are familiar with menopause. And of course, that's the natural phase that women go through when they end their natural fertility stage and go into, people say menopause is the end of something. I think it's the beginning of a whole heck of a lot of other things. But andropause is basically sort of that same thing that happens, a natural sort of hormonal transition, but it happens in men. And you're right, it's not talked about a lot, but it's you can talk to any man that's, in their late 40s, early 50s, and they'll probably be able to describe certain symptoms that aren't talked about, but definitely they can identify with.
Well, that's a good explanation. I like the little title that we have for today's talk, Hijacked by Your Hormones, How Stress and Metabolism Affect Hormones. Let's get started on that subject because it's of great interest, not just to our female population of listeners, but the males are interested too because sometimes they're on the other end of when hormones go sour.
Sure, and I think it's really important because I had a lecture last night and I actually heard myself say out loud, this is an equal opportunity issue that we're talking about, this hormone imbalance in our modern day. And so definitely males have got to understand the idea of estrogen dominance. We think of estrogen as a female hormone, but men have estrogen receptors everywhere in their body, their prostate, their breast as well. When I wrote my book, not only was female breast cancer on the rise, male breast cancer was on the rise as well. Estrogen is really important to talk about because it's in our environment a lot where we don't want it, things called xenoestrogens. It's really starting to affect overall hormone balance, and like you said, not only with women, but with men.
Well, I'm very dear to my heart is this issue of the xenoestrogens and the man-made chemicals and what they're doing. Give a rundown of the sources of these estrogenic foreign chemicals, meaning they're man-made. They were not designed to be in our bodies.
How long is your show?
I guess we'll have to do an overview.
Yeah, so if you think about it, plastics, pesticides, car exhausts, soaps, emulsifiers, household cleaning products. It's in the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat. They're everywhere. We hear about them. There are over 80,000 synthetic chemicals, many of them that have not been tested for human use, and we know that many of them. So we are the first generation exposed to a very chemically dependent society. And what happens, I think, is, we just had that horrible and horrific and tragic natural disaster in Japan. We think about Chernobyl, and I'm not talking about those types of exposure. I'm talking about everyday low-level exposure to, you can count the things that you do and are exposed to before you leave the house in the morning, okay? And sometimes, it's 50 different things, whether it's the toothpaste that you're using or the hair products or your makeup or the lotion that you put on. If they have parabens in them. There are toxic chemicals if you have air freshener that you are taking in, and they are fat soluble, so they pass through your skin quite readily. They're absorbed into your body, and then they accumulate over time. And they're really causing quite a muck, I should say, in our endocrine or our hormone system.
Well, I think you covered a huge subject very well, and we certainly talk about this with our listeners, that in the past 200 years, we've really had man-made chemicals exponential increase in the past 50 years. None for 2 million years of human history and for the life of this planet. So it's overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Yeah,
well, let's talk about how our stress, how the environment, how our own metabolism affects our hormone metabolism.
So it's a huge issue because, I think that Deepak Chopra, he's the world-renowned endocrinologist, mm-hmm. He says it best about the hormone system or the endocrine system. You touch one strand and the whole web trembles, okay? So when you think about stress in our modern day, we think about, and most people are, even though it's a gland, and a lot of people who aren't, who don't have a medical education or a nutrition background or what have you, they don't they don't go around talking about, you know, body parts, but everybody sort of knows what adrenal glands are these days because there are stress glands. And we hear things like, oh, my adrenals are shot, or I'm burnt out, or, you know, my adrenals are fried. You know, people call my office saying, I think my adrenals are shot. You know, lay people, you know, my patients will call and say that. Well, the important thing about the adrenal glands is, yes, they are our stress glands, and we overwork them. When we had a more natural relationship with stress, way back when, in this primal mechanism of fight or flight, we would use this mechanism, every so often, once every 2 weeks, a polar bear would come out. We would have to decide whether to stay and fight or get the heck out of there. If the locusts were coming, we would have to protect our crops. Then we'd have a nice long period of relaxation and repair, right? Well, in our modern day, first of all, we aren't running or fighting anything. We're sitting behind our computers. We're yelling at our children. We're worried about what parking space we're getting. This stress response that has not sort of come into our modern day or evolved into our modern day, it's still very primal, goes off way too much, and we start to get just exhausted. People say nervous breakdowns. Our nerves don't break down. Our adrenals break down. Where I'm going with this is that our adrenal glands are also our built-in backup system for pre- and post-menopausal hormone production, and I guess with our conversation, we can also say androgenic, okay, or andropause, like we talked about. Those adrenal glands are the glands that step up to the plate when the natural fertility, ovaries, et cetera, you take a well-deserved break. And we're blowing through them way before, so we're blowing through our reserve way before we ever get to one of the most primal transitions we'll ever go through.
Well said. Very well said. So both men and women are affected by these hormone changes significantly. Let's talk about what people can do to alter what's happening to the hormones. What can they do as far as their environment, eating, nutrition, in order to secure better hormone balance? And I like to use the pinball machine analogy, that if there's a tilt on the pinball machine, no matter where you send that little pinball, it's going to end up where the tilt is, in the corner, and that hormone metabolism can be altered. There can be tilts that go toward bad estrogen metabolites, bad hormone metabolites, or the tilt toward the good. So how can we tilt it toward the good?
Yeah, so it's a great analogy. And so estrogen is important because our body, it's great. Estrogen tells cells to grow and proliferate, okay? It's great for getting that uterine lining all plumped up or initiating puberty. But gone awry with too much because of our environment or birth control pill or other sources, our own body sources, it can provoke tissue, right? So we're worried about uterine fibroids, endometriosis, breast cancer, prostate cancer. And so you're right. Our body looks at that estrogen actually as a toxin. It tries to metabolize it through our liver. It can go down the bad road or the good road, as you're saying with your analogy. The way that we can really help it go down the good road is an ingredient called diindolmethane, or DIM. So there's a couple manufacturing Nature's Way has DIM Plus, enzymatic therapy has Estrobalance with DIM, but DIM is I know it sounds like a very long chemical word, but it's just a component of cruciferous vegetables, and it allows that metabolism of estrogen to go through your liver in a positive way that has health benefits. They're efficient fat burners, so sometimes that little estrogenic roll that we get around our midsection or on the top of our thighs, that starts to kind of disappear. The fact that we can protect our tissues from these volatile estrogens.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended.
Let's expand on
this. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best.
Broccoli, cauliflower,
they select
kale,
only fresh whole food harvested at the peak of ripeness. Handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise.
For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
The tablets of Estrobalance. And so very effective. And, of course, we want to have healthy plant-based diets for the most part and get a lot of those phytonutrients or plant nutrients in. But if you have any signs of estrogen dominance, and you can read about it more on the Internet, I'm sure my book talks about it a lot. It's so very, very important that we are protecting ourselves.
Well, good. I think we've covered some good ideas and some interesting information for our listeners. I do want to give some tips, so in the next segment, we will certainly do that. Listeners, if you have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Holly Lucille and information about hijacking your hormones, how stress and metabolism affect your hormones.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro to bring you a lot of good information about your health. And a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And do tune in next Sunday for an interesting interview. And a reminder, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is offering the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program. And it's at the Hyatt Regency Bethesda called Food as Medicine. And that's June 9th to June 12th. Today we've been talking to Holly Lucille, naturopathic doctor and registered nurse. We're talking about hijacking your hormones. We're talking about stress and metabolism and their effect on our hormones. We were ending the last segment talking about DIM, diendylmethane, which is in the cruciferous vegetables, and its importance in breast protection. And there is a formula enzymatic therapy has, the protective breast formula. Do you want to talk any more about that before we move on to PMS and menopause?
Oh, the protective breast formula is amazing formula. It does have the diendylmethane in it, but it also has, it's got calcium deglucarate, and I know that we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just tell you that this formula is very, very comprehensive. All the levers as far as protecting from breast cancer, it supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory functions. It protects cells from free radical damage. It promotes detoxification, supports healthy cell development, and enhances your own natural killer cells, okay, so your own immune system, which is very, very important in the prevention of cancer. And so it is a very, very comprehensive formula. I love comprehensive formulas that have good quality dosage in them, because in my opinion, as a clinician, it increases compliance. So people don't have to take a whole heck of a lot of stuff, but they're taking, you know, it's a combination in one thing that really makes a difference.
Yes, that I've used that frequently in my practice. I'm glad you talked about it. Let's talk a little bit about what nutrients help with PMS.
So the diamylmethane is something that you want to think about across all life stages, including regular periods and having troublesome periods. Okay, these are normal hormonal transitions, not supposed to be so symptomatic. And so important. The DIM is important as well. Calcium, magnesium has been studied as well. That balance for PMS is extremely important to have. Chase tree is an herb or botanical medicine. That helps in increasing progesterone naturally in your body, in your higher brain centers. So very safe, very effective. And you can take this for quite a long time. I have people who have intense PMS or estrogen dominance on that for at least a year, and it's amazing the symptoms that start to abate.
What about the edema in pregnancy, PMS, the sort of combination of depression, edema, and the onset of I guess we would say going downhill. Most women in America, in Western cultures, know their menstrual's coming because it's brutal, and that's not a healthy menstrual. I'd sort of like to get in here that a healthy menstrual is you don't know it's going to come. It arrives. There's 3 days of a normal menstrual cycle, and it keeps continuing that way. So let's talk about when it goes sour.
Yeah, so the most important thing when you're having symptoms during normal hormonal transitions, having your menses every month is normal. It's like we're supposed to do that, right? We've got to be able to, as a naturopathic doctor, identify and treat the cause. What's going on? Well, progesterone and estrogen have a dynamic interplay regard, and they kind of set that menstrual cycle. If there's a hormone imbalance, we need to get to the bottom of it. Now, nutrient deficiency is one thing because nutrients are required for all of our biochemical processes. So we need to make sure that people are nourishing themselves, that their diets, fiber, everything is up to snuff, okay? The other thing, too, we go back to that estrogen and progesterone balance. Is there estrogen dominance? Because estrogen, if it is dominant in the second half of the cycle, and that's where progesterone is supposed to be, that's where most people get PMS symptoms like depression, like swelling, like irritability, like cravings. We have to be able to manage that, the DIM, chase tree, and then also supporting the adrenal glands because you can lose progesterone if you are overly stressed. Progesterone can be converted from a sex steroid hormone to a stress hormone if we are in need of it. And so I think that's extremely important to understand.
And that's why we use bioidentical progesterone as well. We're using the nutrients. And I always like to incorporate magnesium because it has a powerful effect on progesterone and certainly has been used very effectively in PMS and cramps with the menstrual cycle.
Absolutely. And bioidenticals, I think, are very viable tools, but we still need to get in there because we can't just put a hormone in a system that isn't functioning appropriately. We can for a small amount of time for the lowest dose possible, but it's important to also get what is creating the imbalance under control. Because if you just put a hormone into a system that isn't working, we're going to create imbalances down the road.
So you're really supporting the cycle from beginning to end. And when well supported, women will have fewer problems or hopefully be resolved.
Correct.
Let's talk about the menopause and some of the herbs and supplements that are helpful there.
So one of the biggest things that gets people attention during menopause is night sweats and hot flashes. Night sweats and hot flashes, those are vasomotor symptoms. Night sweats are pretty darn disruptive to quality of life because they will disrupt your sleep. You have a bad night's sleep, forget about it. You have a bad day the next day. We all know about that. One of the most effective things that have been studied and one of the most extensively studied, I should say, things for those vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats is black cohosh. Black cohosh has been around for a very, very long time. There's one isopropanolic extraction, Remifemin, actually, you'll see it as Remifemin, has 90 published studies, not only for its efficacy, but its safety as well. And it's very, very good to control the hot flashes and night sweats. Now, the thing I like to tell folks about it, though, is you've got to give it a little bit of time. You have to have patience with it. So I ask people to stay on it for about 12 weeks.
So 12 weeks.
Yep, that's the biggest thing, because what I hate is that, you know, we're trying to get people off of the certainly synthetic estrogens and stuff, and that's great for the hot flashes, but you know, we always want to make sure that we're first doing no harm, and there are other ways that we can go about this. And so, I hate the fact that if somebody goes on and say, "Hey, this isn't working," we've only given it a week, so we can do things concomitantly with the black cohosh while we're sort of building up, but at least 12 weeks.
Good, and I think that's fair, because you're really trying to change a system.
Exactly.
I'm sure you explain the same to your patients as I do, that I say it takes 9 months to build a baby, to create a baby, and it takes a lot of time to rebuild your body and to get it on a right path. And I think we're so used to the quick effects of medications that we expect that if we're not tuned in to planting the seed, feeding the plant, and watching it nurture and grow.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, when people step into your arena, my arena, I always educate them as well. This isn't like just a substitution of St. John's wort versus Prozac, or, you know, hawthorn berry versus a statin drug. This is, we think of things as, hey, it took a while for this to get to where it's at, whatever health desire, health condition somebody has. And it's usually multifactorial in nature. It wasn't just one single cause. It was many different things in lifestyle, environment, et cetera. And so we have to unravel in the exact same way. Got to do some dietary changes, some lifestyle things. We have to, you know, get clinical nutrients, botanical medicines on board, and come at it from different ways. And yes, it does take time. You're right, it does take time. And I think when people are more oriented to the natural approach, that's one of the things that we have to continue to remind folks, because yes, taking a pill is easy, but being able to establish balance takes some time and some effort, but boy, the payoff is definitely there.
Thank you for that. I like one of the products that enzymatic therapy carries, the AMPM menopause, because it addresses getting good energy, not just good hormone support, but good energy during the day and restorative restful sleep at night. Discuss the differences between the morning formula and the evening formula.
So the AMPM menopause formula, it's great because it's comprehensive synergistic ingredients for overall 24-hour support of symptoms, right? So it's also easy and convenient. One capsule in the morning, one capsule in the evening. The evening formula has a little bit of black cohosh in it, as well as the morning formula. But the evening formula is geared and oriented towards helping people get to sleep and stay asleep using valerian and hops. Okay, so they often are used together and studied together. Nervine, so they help you get to sleep. L-theanine is also in there. I use L-theanine. I call it my kind of a naturopathic Xanax. It helps people stay asleep. It has been studied when you look at EEGs or brain waves, where it increases alpha waves. So that's conscious sedation, meaning gently lowers the blood pressure, gently relaxes muscles, and really is effective in just calming the brain and not having that startling wake up a couple hours after you start to get to sleep. So it's a very, very comprehensive formula.
I love the formula, and theanine is especially effective. Also, GABA, I have found when all of the others do not give us exactly what we want, and if anxiety is really a strong part of this, that GABA is effective, and that's where Valium and Valerian work. So I've found that to be helpful.
Yes, GABA is another great nutrient to kind of just get in there and get the job done.
Well, I will say you're giving us a lot of good information, and we want to talk more about hormones, and we also want to talk about sexual energy and hormones. So we'll bring that up in the next segment. And if you're tuning in, listeners, this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want you to stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more discussion on hijacking your hormones and how stress and metabolism affect your hormones with Holly Lucille.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listener, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's guest is Holly Lucille, naturopathic doctor and registered nurse, educator and author, and we're talking about your hormones and how stress and metabolism affect your hormones. Holly, let's continue. You may have a little bit more to say about menopause, andropause, and PMS, which we have covered. So let's talk about that, and then let's talk about sexual energy and sexual health.
Sure. So sexual energy and sexual health, you know, it kind of goes into the same thing. First of all, the one caveat that I want to say about sexual energy and sexual health, especially around menopause, andropause, is if you look at the natural phase of menopause, andropause, it is the biological end of natural fertility. So from an internal perspective, from a biological perspective, there is going to be a natural lull in your libido. It just makes sense. And sometimes fighting against Mother Nature can kind of drive you crazy, and you're always going to lose. I always think she bats last, right? So, but I think that's a really great, you know, an important piece of awareness, because people are like, oh, what's happening? It's the end of my sexual life. It's not. We're just shifting things around a little bit. I've talked and interviewed many, many, many menopausal women. I am one of them myself. And this comes back. It's called the menopausal zest. But we do have to have time for that transition. And it is a very primal and very deep transition. And so I think that's just a really important thing for people to understand and be gentle with themselves about. However, there are ingredients, natural ingredients, that you can take to increase your sexual health. There's a great product out called Hot Plants. And you can get them in Hot Plants for Her or Hot Plants for Him. It's great title, or it's a great name for the product, because it is exactly that. These are plant medicines, or so, that basically have been proven to enhance virility for hundreds of years. Maca, yohimbe, are just a couple. Rhodiola, horny goatweed, or epimedium, are just a couple of the ingredients that you can find. And they basically work with your own body and enhance sexual desire and sexual pleasure.
Well, I think the name is just cute. Hot Plants.
Right. It works, huh?
For Her, Hot Plants for Him. Well, thank you for briefing us on that. Let's talk a little bit about the omega-3-6 balance and its effect on males and females and hormone metabolism.
So, did you say omega-3?
And 6, yes, the omega-3 and 6.
Yeah, omega-3 is basically an essential fatty acid direct hormones all over the place. And the thing that I like to remind people about, now, omega-6s in general are more inflammatory, okay? And we can find them in a lot of the saturated foods that we eat, the oils in refined food products and muffins and cakes and the things that we know don't fall off a tree are gone through a huge agricultural and industrialized process before it gets to us. So it's kind of a food product. But if we eat a lot of those, sometimes our omega-6s are outweighing the omega-3s. The omega-3s we know of as fish oil or flaxseed oil. And those are more anti-inflammatory in nature. It's always about a balance. We need both. Omega-6s actually, you know, play a part. There isn't really, and it's the same thing with LDL, that people know as sort of bad cholesterol. There's really no bad cholesterol. It's important that they're in check and they're in balance with our HDLs. And so the omega-3, if you know that you are eating kind of the standard American diet, you definitely want to supplement your lifestyle, and you want to supplement your lifestyle with fish oil, omega-3s. Eskimo 3 is a wonderful brand. And or if you know you're not eating cold water fish that are high in omega-3, sardines, mackerel, herring, salmon, then you definitely want to supplement your diet. That is just a necessity. And then, of course, omega-3s can be used for health benefits when we're talking about addressing high cholesterol, triglyceride levels. We're talking about skin, anti-inflammatory, so that PMS, when you get the cramps that are sometimes debilitating, can help calm those as well.
I'm so glad that you mentioned this, and let's expand a little bit more in diet. We've talked about the good things to include and wholesome foods, and if it doesn't grow, don't eat it. Let's talk about what has to come out of that diet to allow our hormones to be healthy.
So what has to come out? You have to lead me in a more specific way.
Well, I always start with the artificial additives, the artificial sweeteners, and
sure.
Most particularly.
Out. Exactly. It's got to come out because those are hormone disruptors. They're called hormone disruptors. They are. You can read this great book called Our Stolen Future by Theo Colburn.
Yes.
Hormone disruptors. And so that stuff has got to come out. And like you said, if you can't run or swim away from you or fall off a tree, you've got to look at how far it has come from its original source, because it's lost nutrients and you're getting crap.
And the substitutes for foods, I think Tang was the beginning of my history with this, that isn't this brilliant that we, as a young girl, I thought, isn't this brilliant? We can make foods. We don't have to have foods anymore. And that was something that they used on the space trips. Do you remember that?
It was absolutely
Tang
very,
was
very, very well.
Space food, but most people know that we've got to get back to the basics. And one of my big concerns is always the hydrogenated oils, because they have a direct impact on blocking essential fatty acids in the cell membranes.
Right.
And if your grandmother consumed them, there's a 3-generation what we call epigenetic effect. So it affects fertility and reproduction in many generations after.
Absolutely. That's a great message and very, very important.
Yes. Do you have, what have we not covered here? Let's talk a little bit more about the men. Is there more information on what males can do to secure a good andropause?
Sure. What's extremely important, and we kind of, like I said, have talked about the fact that this is a equal opportunity issue. They have to mind estrogen metabolism as well. There's a product called Pure Rip, which it has the DIM. It's the exact same DIM that's in the Estro Balance. It's been around for a long time. It also increases lean muscle mass to fat gain. So that's extremely important. Making sure that your estrogen is not being, or your testosterone is not being converted by an enzyme called aromatase, by our fat cells, to estrogens, okay? That's extremely important. You want to keep testosterone up. And so there are natural aromatase inhibitors. Crystin is one of them, C-H-R-Y-S-I-N. Dr. Diadamo, who is the author of the Eat Right for Your Type series, has a nice product called Aromastat, and that's a blend of aromatase inhibitors. That's important. There's some wonderful articles on andropause out there, and like you said, it's not real talked about. We talk about women a lot more in this category. I think men got heart disease and talked about more, and then women have the hormonal transitions talked about more, but we'll try to spread the wealth all over the place.
Yeah, it's so important, and the fatty acids as well for men. Males tend to have higher needs for the omega-3s. And most are not meeting those needs. And as we talked about before, the SAD, standard American diet, is what promotes the negatives. Any more information, a few last tidbits for our listeners before we have to depart? It's been wonderful to have you on the show. Yes, any more hormone tidbits or just general nutritional dietary recommendations?
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And yes, whenever I'm working with somebody, I always think of it as kind of, I wouldn't say building because we all have a house of health, our bodies, repairing doing a project or something. It'd be like hiring a contractor or a construction worker, right? And so what's important when we're talking about any health desire? It's the foundation. And I always ask people to, hey, do you have any cracks in your foundation? Because before we go to changing the color of the wood and trim around the windows or the landscaping, we've got to make sure that foundation, and so how you nourish yourself, your diet, is so very, very important. Staying hydrated, making sure you moderate your stress and sleep. And so those all build a strong foundation, and there are many, many things that we can do for hormonal health, and it starts there.
Well, thank you very much. You have given us a lot of information. And Holly, just remind us of your book. So our listeners can understand.
And Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And you can find it off my website, which is www.drhollylucille.com.
Wonderful. And thank you very much for joining us, Holly.
Thanks, Dana, for having me.
And listeners, I'm just going to repeat that. Her website is drhollylucille.com. That's drhollylucille.com. And I think you'll find her book quite interesting. I'll repeat that name, The Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And she also has Naturopause, which is an informational audio program focusing on nutrition and exercise to optimize normal hormone transitions, including menopause and andropause, which we talked about in great length today. I also want to remind you about the Center for Mind Body Medicine. They're sponsoring a conference called Food is Medicine, June 9th to the 12th. And also a reminder, with Village Green, they have a terrific system. What they do is help you get rid of medications safely. And you can give them a call, 301-530-0800, or go on myvillagegreen.com. They want you to know that an estimated 200 million pounds of unused medications are improperly disposed of each year, and that threatens our ecosystems and overall health. So they call it the Takeaway Environmental Return System. And they can give you information on the website, or you can call them, for what's acceptable for disposal and not acceptable. And thank you. I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. This week, my special guest is Dave Zangrilli, partner at Odin, Feldman & Pittleman in the Family Law Group. We'll be talking about prenuptial agreements. Listen in. The show is brought to you by OF&P, and you can find out more about our firm on the web at ofplaw.com. Listen to Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday at 10 a.m.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of...
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The list of missing persons in Joplin, Missouri is getting smaller a week after a tornado decimated the city. Governor Jay Nixon says some of the people who were unaccounted for were among the dead.
We've got that unaccounted for number overnight down to 44 now. And throughout the night, once again, troopers are making that most difficult to visit to families in this region, notifying them of the loss of their family members.
President Obama will visit Joplin later today. He plans to tour the damage and speak to local residents. At least 142 people died in the storm. The hatches have been closed, and Space Shuttle Endeavour is preparing to undock from the International Space Station. Here's the call by NASA.